On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BC baseball team in action this weekend, unfortunately on the road because of the snow. But Riley Hirsch with us, a senior catcher out of Little Falls. You guys are 500 now in the season as we go into a midweek series. But how good are you guys playing right now compared to your first couple of years here?
Well, the first couple of years here, it was just like I was like in shell shock. I mean, we didn't have any experience. We had a lot of freshmen playing and a couple seniors. I mean, we only had two seniors my freshman year, and then sophomore year we had like four. Now we have junior, I think we only had three, and only two of them really played. And now this year we have nine or ten, and I don't know, it seems like we're just that veteran team that we've always been looking for, and we always seem to be pretty relaxed on the field and off the field.
There are a lot of really good veteran catchers in this league, always have been. I'd put you into that category. I'm sure that you want to play every game, but you guys do have a little bit of a platoon at catcher. But the one thing I can guarantee when you're behind the plate is nobody's going to steal. You've got a great arm. Is that something you've always been blessed with, or is that something you've had to work on?
I think it's always something I've been blessed with. I mean, when I was younger, I used to play center field, and I used to throw guys out and tag them from second to third or from third to home. I don't know. My mom said I get it from her side of the family, of course, but who knows where that came from.
Guaranteed, though, somebody's going to try to steal you. You're going to throw them up by 5 feet, and it just shuts down the run game for the rest of the day. How much easier does that make life on your pitchers when they don't have to hold guys as close at first?
Oh, it's a lot easier because our pitchers don't have to focus on that runner anymore, and they pick over maybe twice a game when I catch. And if not, it just makes it so much easier for them just to focus on hitting their spots and keeping us close.
As a veteran, how comfortable are you calling pitches now? I know that's something the coaching staff has gradually let you guys do a little bit more each and every year.
I feel very comfortable. I mean, you pick up on tendencies of what your pitcher's doing and what their hitters are doing and what your pitcher's best pitch is that game. So for the 3-2 count, I don't feel like I have to call a fastball anymore right down the middle. It just can be a curveball or a changeup.
That obviously puts a little more pressure on you. You okay with that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I like being in good pressure situations. I mean, growing up, we had a good high school coach who put us in any situation he wanted to, and we could get ourselves out of it.
There's a Little Falls connection here at PSU. Why does the pipeline continue?
I don't know. I mean, Joey's like my little brother. I mean, growing up, I mean, Ben, his older brother, plays hockey at St. Cloud. We were best friends. His older brother, Bo, we were best friends. And then me and Logan grew up together playing. Now we have Colin Ekman coming in. He plays summer ball with me, and we just put a bug in his ear all throughout. And I know kids seem to like it up here.
How much further along are you guys this year at this point than you have been in the past? You mentioned the veterans that you guys have. You guys kind of know what to expect when you're in the gym and in all the preseason workouts, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we don't come in relaxed. I mean, every now and then our practice are like, what are we doing? Like, we should pick it out. Like, some guys get on each other. So it's like, it's not an uptight group anymore. It's just more relaxed and do what you got to do and make sure you're doing it right.
You guys were able to split with Concordia. They've always been a tough team in this league. Always seem to have guys that can just flat out hit. What was it like playing them on a neutral site?
It was nice. I mean, without Lippincott there, too, is also a big sigh of relief. I mean, neutral site, I mean, they don't really have that many fans go to their games. So, I mean, but in a neutral site, with Augustana's gorgeous field now, it was really nice to just play there, finally play.
You guys, once league season starts, you guys know you're playing a lot of games, if the weather cooperates. Pitcher's arms ready? Is everybody's bats ready for an awful lot of work here in the next couple of weeks?
I think so. I mean, down in Arizona, we played six games, and everyone was just on a roll. I mean, dude, it was 90 degrees out and nice and sunny. You can see the ball. But, yeah, I think everyone's just ready to get outside and be practicing and getting everything going.
Who's the pitcher you guys have with just the nastiest, dirtiest stuff?
The nastiest? I like to say myself, but I never get that chance. But probably the nastiest, dirty stuff. I don't know. Marks is up. Tyrone Marks is up there. Logan's got some good stuff. Phil Bray, he's usually pretty consistent. But Miles, I mean, our first four are legit, and then we got a couple relievers that just spot up. That's nice, too.
Good luck this week. Hopefully you guys can get out there and play a lot of games.
I agree. Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.